Nordic Cool. What is it? Well, right now it's a massive festival at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., with artists and designers displaying art and culture from the very tip-top of the globe. NPR's Amy Walters reports the festival arrives at what seems like just the right moment for Americans.
From Danish modern furniture of the 1950s to the omnipresence of IKEA, Americans have long been attracted to the austere design of the Nordic countries. We shop at H&M, we've read Stieg Larsson's Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, and one of the most emailed New York Times articles this week, Bark Up or Down? Firewood Splits Norwegians. The piece reviewed a 12-hour Norwegian television show devoted to building one fire.
Nordic Cool, I think it's also a little bit about artness.
Jukka Savolainen is hosting the design portion of Nordic Cool. When he talks about oddness, he points to a large piece of lava rock in the shape of a ball.
I think it looks like a garden gnome.
The piece is by Icelandic artist Tina Gunnarsdottir. And the only outward similarity I can see to the traditional stocking-capped gnome is that this gnome, presumably, belongs in a garden.
Why can't a garden gnome be something that is actually quite beautiful rather than funny-looking elves? When you think about a gnome as somebody kind of respecting nature, as somebody protecting their area, what is actually better than a natural element?
Savolainen says he thinks the Nordic appeal is simple.
We're living in the virtual world and in the real world at the same time. People need simplicity, and the Nordic way of life is maybe a little bit simpler.
Like plywood.
Immanuel Nobel, Alfred Nobel's father, he was an inventor, architect, and engineer, and he figured out a new way of making plywood.
Jenny Ulls Olsen is an architect at Snøhetta. Snøhetta designed Oslo's Opera House, the new pedestrian-friendly Times Square, and SUP plywood. A floor-to-ceiling pile of molded plywood that looks like someone dropped it from above. One part stands up on its side while the other flops on top of itself. Olsen says viewers describe the work as both a roll of film and a ski jump. She says it's about her society, like the pieces of plywood working together.
We try to really be as equal as possible, and the way we work in team, we're not so much survival of the fittest, we're more like we have to take care of each other. So if we can bring something over to you and you can learn something about the way we're thinking, I think that will be really good.
Though I'm still not sure it's going to help me understand a TV show about a burning fire. Amy Walters, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.